Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show.
The house was rocking.
Yeah, it was.
Mm-hmm.
That was fun. That was like a dance party on a Tuesday morning. Hello. I'm the only girl in the world.
Do we have to do something right now?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we're going to give away some tickets for Winterland.
All right.
Alice in Winterland. The tickets are going fast, and we have several chances a day, three chances a day. Is several like 3 to 7? Like how many is several?
I would call several 3 to 5.
Okay, three to five.
7 makes sense though.
I don't know.
I'm not a stickler.
Three times a day, we've got your chance to win a pair of tickets, and this is your first chance today. The word this hour is need. I need these tickets to Alice in Winterland. N-E-E-D. Text the word need to our contest line. 20357, and you'll be in the running for a pair of tickets for Alice in Winterland, starring Alex Warren, Rob Thomas, and John Kay. And it's happening at the Masonic on December 4th. We are so excited. It's such a nice kickoff to like the holiday season. It's fantastic. The word is need this hour.
Google says 4 to 10.
Oh, 4 to 10 is several.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
More than that two or three. So it starts at 4.
I see.
I think a few is 3.
Okay.
Oh, a few.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now you know.
10 seems like way more than several.
Well, that's what they're saying here,
though.
That's
two handfuls.
Several might mean between 4 and 10.
All right. Are you using Gemini when you use Google now?
The AI? It's not. No. It gives you the AI overview up top.
Yeah,
so maybe.
That's it.
Oh, is that Gemini? Mm-hmm. Okay, then yes, I am. But it's just regular search. Like, I haven't.
Right.
Now I'm not opting in for anything. I haven't paid for anything.
No.
But I still, Google search is still the thing, man.
It is.
Gosh, it's just, we all define everything real quick. Let me check that real quick.
Yeah. That is,
I do it all the way.
Of course.
How do I pronounce?
What's the net worth of? How old is? It's all there. All right, need is this hour's code word. We want you at Alice in Winterland this year. So get on it. Dave Grohl and Jordan Bloom, his wife, make their first red carpet appearance.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they broke up.
No, they didn't.
In fact, I'm really glad to hear that.
She's looking at him with a happy look on. He looks pretty happy. She's looking pretty happy. I don't know where this is going. And they have made other, I think they went and helped out at, he does a lot of charity, like work.
Yep.
And so we had seen them out together before, but this time they did a red carpet appearance. This is the first time they've done this since his secret baby reveal. And it looks like this happened this past Saturday, a charity fundraiser in Los Angeles.
I'm a really big fan of his, and I, it was very strange that post that day. Like from out of nowhere, he just comes out with this admission. I've had a baby outside my marriage. I'm going to raise it. Thanks for your, or whatever he said. And I just, what?
Welcome to fourth daughter with a woman outside his marriage. I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children and I'm doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness. Well, he's putting in the work.
Good.
I don't know how that'll go.
I'm sure there are a lot of dudes out there who threw away their marriage and look back and think, I blew it. And it's probably not just dudes. It's probably lots of people who, for that moment, it seemed like, well, I'm lonely or I'm bored or whatever it is, and only to finally get that cold splash of water that is, you threw everything away for that.
Right. Everything we have here, you popped a squat on.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks a lot. Well, maybe they're doing the work. I mean, I would think she had some stipulations to agree to have him get another chance.
You now travel with my mom everywhere you go.
Yeah. Lucky. Oh my God. I love your mom. This is going to be great. This is so fun. Okay.
I was just kidding. I don't think that's worth it. But, you know, something. I'm sure there are some rules.
I'm sure. So there you go. Dave Grohl, Jordan Bloom. Looks like they're doing their best. Good luck, kids. If that's what you both want, I hope you both get it. Down in Argentina, Axl Rose, they recently held some pretty big auditions for this new drummer spot for Guns N' Roses.
The guy they had is black guy. I don't know the guy's name. Was really good. Mm. But they've also had some other really good drummers. Matt Sorum was a drummer for a while. So I don't know what causes the drummer turnout.
I don't know.
Because that just happened with Josh Freese and the other drummer from Nine Inch. They basically switched jobs. Mm. And it's weird, the drummer turnout. But anyway, so.
This new guy's name is Isaac Carpenter.
Not recognizable to me.
He went through a rigorous selection process and he got the great news from Guns N' Roses. You're our new drummer. And Axl Rose apparently did not like what he was hearing when Guns N' Roses launched their concert with Welcome to the Jungle. And he took out all his frustrations on the new drummer's kit. Not once, but twice. Guns N' Roses are in the midst of their fall Latin American tour, and Saturday night was the second of two shows in Buenos Aires.
This guy that got the job, Isaac Carpenter, used to play with AWOL Nation, which is, they're like an alternative act. So you would hear them on Live 105.
So it looks like, these are fan filmed videos. Axl Rose is getting visibly upset during the opening number, the first song on the set list, Welcome to the Jungle. In the clip, he violently throws his microphone into the drum kit and in frustration. And at another point, he walks up the drum riser and kicks the bass drum. The footage shows him ripping off his leather jacket and walking up the stage angrily, later telling the audience, "So I'll just try and wing this." It's not clear whether he was having his own sound issues or if he was pissed off at Isaac Carpenter's performance behind the kit. Frank Ferrer, is that the last guy who was their drummer?
That sounds right. They're saying
he replaced a longtime member.
And when I saw them live right here at Oracle, they were phenomenal, like really good. And there were no outbursts and they came out on time and the sound was great. And there was something to Slash, Axl, Duff being out front, you know, front and center stage, just seeing them do their thing. And you really do go, wow, these guys are still great. If you like Guns N' Roses. Right.
Slash says there's a new Guns N' Roses album coming.
I bet.
We waited about 954 years for Chinese Democracy, which is a bit of a letdown. But we might not have to wait that. They're working together. So it's not like they're not together. They're touring, maybe in downtime. They're writing some songs. Slash says they have a ton of material. But his quote is, "It's a matter of having the discipline to sit down and effing get into it. That thing with Guns is, in my experience, you can never plan ahead. You can never sit down and go, we're going to take this time. We're going to do this. Every time we've done that, it just falls apart. I know it's coming because everybody's thinking about it. It'll just happen when it happens," which, as you know, could mean decades.
Or soon.
Yep.
They're one of those. They are a classic bunch, no doubt.
Yeah. Rush has added some new dates. If you're a Rush fan, you probably don't need me to tell you this. But Canadian trio, now duo. They hired, who were you telling me is the drummer that they hired, this woman?
She's a German lady.
Uh-huh.
And I guess the singer, Getty, had been watching videos. They'd already done that show for, it's not Travis, the Foo Fighters drummer that passed away.
Right. I know exactly who you're talking about.
They did a show for that. They were part of that and they loved it and they felt great. And they obviously had their drummer pass away and that's why they were stopping.
But I guess these two still jam all the time.
They started jamming again. Yes. And Getty was like, I've been watching videos of this lady and I want you to look at her. And they watched videos together and they were like, this could be the answer.
Annika Nils.
Whatever her name is, that was the
she's the one now.
They flew her out, they jammed with her, they were like, this is fun.
There's something here.
They had fun.
We'll teach you all the little nuances.
Mm-hmm.
So she is gonna be joining them on this tour. This is the 50 something tour, is what they call it. Cause they're like around 50 years old. I mean the band itself is around 50 years old. These guys are in their 70s. But then when they initially started putting dates out there, I was super bummed because there was nothing anywhere near us. And now we have one at the SAP Center. So I'm pretty excited. Let me grab this here. It is...
I'm going to go to that.
October 15th, 2026 in San Jose at the SAP Center. There's nothing else really near us. Although who knows what else they'll add. There are holes in this schedule, but this is getting big. So there were a bunch of dates initially in Los Angeles, but if you're a Rush fan, you may want to meet up with me and Vinny. We'll probably be at that show. We'll see you there. Meet you there. There's a lot of buzz over Taylor. Has she named the date? The people are trying to decode everything.
Oh, the marriage, the wedding.
Yes. Taylor and Travis Kelce. They're engaged. There's also, not only are people making all these guesses about the date of the wedding based on numerology, but there's also some claims that Taylor and Travis made an outrageous offer to steal their dream wedding site from another couple based on the date that they're like, we will just pay you $5 million to let us have the venue that day. None of that is confirmed. Do you have anything to add to this, Swifty?
Nope, that's what I've heard as well.
Okay. So look, whenever and wherever they want to tie the knot, they certainly have it within their power to make that happen. She has a place in Westerly, Rhode Island, and it's a lovely place right on the ocean.
You were born there.
I wasn't born in Westerly. I was born in Pawtucket.
Ah,
yeah.
That's too bad.
It's much nicer in Westerly than it is in Pawtucket.
Oh, is it?
Yes. Oh. But there's lots of rumors swirling around this. Some people are saying, nah, they're going to do a destination. They're going to go to the Bahamas and do it. But, kind of the going theory right now is that they're going to try and rent this place called The Breakers, which is in Newport, Rhode Island, which is swanky. Oh my God.
So fancy.
You've been?
I know of it. Friends that
They actually stop
there.
You and take a good look at you before they let you cross the bridge to get to Newport.
Oh, my.
So, yeah.
No.
Yeah. Apparently, in the olden days, people who lived in New York City started buying properties there. And so it was like, you know, the Roosevelts and the Vanderbilts. They all had gigantic places there. And so some of these places are even just now, they're basically museums. Like the Breakers is a really famous
It's
home.
Featured, they're featured in the Golden Age, or what is the?
Gilded.
The Gilded Age. Yeah. They talk about Newport and they show a lot of the houses there.
So the venue many say is the Breakers in Newport. It's a 70 room mansion completed in 1895 by Cornelius Vanderbilt II. by the way, this mansion, they call it the cottage because I guess whatever they had in New York City was even more grand. They say it's worth about $500 million. It's 40 miles from Taylor Swift's $17 million 8-bedroom holiday home, which is known as High Watch in Westerly. Her house has all the houses must have names, please. So I don't know if that's where they're going to go. They actually say there's a lot of options. Ocean House Hotel, which is much closer to her mansion there. Who knows what the plan is and where they'll go on their honeymoon. But everyone's trying to decode everything she says, every number that comes up in the world. Does this apply to Taylor Swift? So if we get anything solid, we will let you know. Or our Swiftie will, anyway. Mm.
If you were invited to Taylor Swift's wedding, would you go?
Oh, really?
Wait, what kind of question course. Is that?
Wouldn't you?
Absolutely not.
If you were invited to Taylor Swift's wedding, you wouldn't go?
No, I would not go.
Why not?
Why would I go?
Because it's going to be a freaking crazy time.
I'm going to fly across the country for food?
Yes.
No, not for the food. Yes, the food will probably be great.
That's why
I would
go.
It's going to be a million stars. It's going to be a to-do. Like, you want to be at that.
Vinny, sometimes I just do not know what's going up there under that baseball hat.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Most people are with me. I'm sure of it.
You're full of it. Rage bait. I'm not falling for it. Knock it off.
You're just crazy.
Liar, liar, liar.
Even if I didn't want to go to the wedding, I would still 100 go.
No.
Yes.
What?
Even if it was people I didn't care about, like Cardi B and her on and off again rapper, I would still go to their wedding.
You would?
What?
Because for the experience.
Yeah, to come back here and report on it, baby.
Exactly.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to that.
Oh, you wouldn't? You draw the line at Cardi B.
I don't like Cardi B all that much.
All right.
Me either. I was just using it as an example. Okay, that's right. That's kind of my point.
Actually, who am I kidding? If I got invited to Cardi B's wedding, I'd probably go.
Thank you.
You want to be my plus one? Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. All right, I'm out of time.
Let's go.
Oh, my God. What happened? What's coming up in the news,
Ben? I think we broke Bob.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
That's nice. Alice 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to the Sarah and Vinny full show podcast. They're over there on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Billy Idol Alice Lounge.
Yeah.
Some people might want to go to this.
Yes.
Don't ask us.
No.
Every day this week, listen at 6.05 p.m. for Jane. She's the one. She's got the tickets.
I do.
Jane will share the code word and then head to RadioAlice.com to enter the code word for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Billy Idol and Steve Stevens in the Alice Lounge next week. On October 29th at a secret location here in San Francisco.
It's so exciting. It's such a badass location, too.
I'm going to go. I'm going.
Oh, me too.
I'm going to have some lunch. Yeah.
John's going to go.
John! All right. Should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yes, dear.
Okay. I realize that I'm not trying to make trouble or anything,
especially with you two.
No, I really am not. But I am curious. So what is the financial burden you're willing to take on? I've got these two tickets for Taylor Swift's wedding, and I'm going to sell them.
Oh, she sold tickets to her
wedding. Well, I just happened to be a friend, and they gave me two tickets. What would you spend? Like, you guys acted like this is where you got to be. What would you spend on that?
$10,000.
Would you spend $10,000? Would you tell Susan, listen, we've got to do this. This is like, before we do anything, wet ourselves or get, not wet yourselves, I mean wed ourselves. Or have kids.
Thanks
like
for clarifying.
This is a chance for us to go do something
epic,
huge.
I'd fully be like a guest at the wedding the whole weekend, shebang, staying where everyone else
is.
Does
the $10,000 include air travel? And
no, that's just the tickets for you to go partake in all the festivities all weekend long.
I might.
Oh my God. I mean, gosh. I mean, wow.
Darn it.
I just think it would be, first of all, just going to an event at that kind of place is really interesting. I'm not into gated things and places where it's cool that people can't get into, but it might be cool to see what all the hullabaloo is about.
Yeah, how the other half lives.
Yeah, so I can report back to us GA for life people.
I like it.
Just so you guys know, you're not missing anything. The grass is fake.
Yeah, but Taylor Swift was there.
Right, so it would be so cool.
Yes.
It would be really cool.
I'd rather spend $10,000 to be like, I think at a prime, actually, I don't know. Never
well,
mind. Is what would you rather spend $10,000 on than tickets to Taylor Swift's wedding?
I would love to spend $10,000 on not having to go to the bathroom for a full year. It's like really interrupts the vibe of my life having to go, you know.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially these days, you have to log into your toilet.
Right.
Log.
I like going.
To the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, I'm certainly not going to pay $10,000 to not
to. How did this end up there from you guys going to the swanky event?
By the way, she's the one who didn't want to talk about it anymore, if you recall.
I wasn't trying to connect back to that. I'm just saying, you know, you're at an IMAX 3-hour long movie.
It's how great would it be?
I'm drinking my Slurpee, and then I'm like, ugh. I really have to go to the bathroom. I don't want to miss anything. Kind of ruins the experience for the rest of the movie.
You're a movie girl. You must know about Run Pee.
Of course.
All right.
All right. Well, I don't know. I didn't.
Or at a concert. You could just be drinking all night.
But
never have to worry about it.
$10,000 on, you know, bodily functions is not of like a realistic, not to
pay
$10,000 to go to Taylor's.
Yeah, exactly. It's all make believe Vinny Land, anyway.
It's all make believe. Okay.
Well,
what's up in the news?
Yeah,
who cares?
All that stuff's lost on me. So I would take your 10K and say, have a good one.
Would you spend 10K on the perfect wave?
Oh.
Now you're talking. That's a life experience.
Just turned around.
Absolutely, I
would. So you understand where I'm coming from.
Are you equating surfing with pooping?
Surfing the wave of my life for 10, that's the speed, the danger, all of the whole experience that I get. And then there I am at Taylor Swift using silk napkins to wash to wipe caviar off my tongue.
Or to be on the dance floor with her and you know, hundreds of other people who inspire me, whose music I love, who are people who I'm interested in. Just being in a beautiful,
love-filled
moment like that.
Yeah. We see it very differently.
I'd have a dance-off with Benny Blanco.
You would definitely win.
I'd love to have a dance-off with him.
I think we've officially entered fantasy land.
Well, we were there from the beginning, but
yeah,
I had to.
$10,000 to never pee, never have to go to the bathroom again for the rest of your life. I don't understand.
No, I would pay $10,000 a year.
Oh,
on subscription.
Well,
can you break that down in monthly payments for?
Get to work on that.
Forget about AI. We need to not go to the bathroom. A massive outage at Amazon Web Services disrupted major websites and apps yesterday.
Oh, is that so?
Oh, it did.
In a show of how one company's online infrastructure has become essential for many modern businesses to function, Amazon said it's fixing the problem. Although some disruptions went way into last night, so you should be back to normal today. But if not, at least that's one of the weird things when something starts goes out, there you are, the dummy with no information going, hey, reset, turn my phone off to like,
right.
Why isn't any of my stuff working? And there's a lot of stuff. They say here, financial service companies like Coinbase, Robinhood, Venmo also had disruptions. ChatGPT had an issue. United Airlines, Canva, Reddit, Flickr also had problems. All of this associated
all
to
using Amazon.
An outage with Amazon.
Wow.
Our Roblox and down. Fortnite went out.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Roblox. It's big. What did you just say?
I said my the school. I teach at West Virginia University online.
Oh, my God.
The whole thing was out yesterday.
He worked West Virginia in again.
How did he do it?
It's a miracle.
How do I do it? 16 times today.
Ah.
No, but yeah, I couldn't do anything yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Amazon should have that handled. And of course, the worst part of this news, let me see if I can find it. This was in Bad Virginia.
Oh, ooh.
Not good Virginia. Bad Virginia is the actual location that was having issues. Sorry to report that. I'm sure that, you know, Bad Virginia.
Bad Virginia.
They're your nemesis. Oh my God, the time. Okay. How about a gay? Oh, how about tax? 800-400-3697. Well, I really went long. I didn't mean to.
I didn't even notice.
From the 408, OMG, I would pay $10,000 to see Jason Kelce at the reception. Everything else would be a bonus.
Jason? Aww. Not even the good Kelce?
Yeah, that's the one they want to see.
Some people like Jason the best. So furry.
He is furry, that's for sure. Okay.
415, Vinny, you're insane. Of course you would go to the wedding.
If you've been listening to this show a good long time, you know damn well I would not.
5-1-0 says, why are you guys so shocked right now? Vinny barely wanted to go to his own wedding. Jorge at Newark.
Yeah, Jorge, you know me. You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, thanks for all the great text today, everybody. I got a good game for you guys.
All right.
Bob goes into this one with an extra point for winning the game earlier.
Bob's had a day.
Yeah, Bob has had a day. She's winning over them.
All right. Today we're playing, what is a group of this called? I'm going to tell you an animal, and you're going to guess what a group of them are called. We'll start with Vinny Vincenzo. What is a group of owls known as? A parliament, a hoot, or a clutch?
I like parliament, Bob.
Oh, to me?
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely parliament.
They're distinguished.
They are. It has to be that.
It is a parliament.
Can't be a hoot. Hoot would be cute. All right.
What's a group of kangaroos called? A mob, a pack, or a herd?
Are we talking to me again?
No, it's me, Sarah.
Okay. I'm going to go mob.
I was going to say mob, too.
Read the question
again. A mob, a pack, or a herd.
But what are they?
Kangaroos.
Kangaroosies.
I'll go mob, too.
Everybody's right.
All
right. How about a group of flamingos? A stand, a flock, or a flamboyance?
Oh.
A flock.
I love flamboyance. I gotta go flamboyant.
I'm gonna go stand because they stand on one leg.
They are flamboyant because they're pink and fabulous.
Wow. Yes.
Fabulous flamingos.
Bob and Vinny are tied for first with 3 points each.
I thought it was too good to be true.
What do you call a group of ravens? A conspiracy, a murder, or an unkindness?
Oh, man.
So that's different from crows, huh?
Mm-hmm. Maybe not.
Oh, right. Say it again.
A conspiracy, a murder, or an unkindness?
An unkindness.
I'm going to stick with murder. And if I get this right, I'm spiking this screen right here. Why would you do that?
Please do. It's too big.
Can you imagine? I mean, I got it right.
All right, then I'm going to go conspiracy.
It is an unkindness.
Oh, that's Bob.
I feel like there's a poem or something called An Unkindness of Ravens.
Mm.
What's a collective noun for a group of ferrets? A business, a mischief, or a frenzy?
A mischief.
I'm going mischief as well.
I'll go business.
It's a business.
Currently, right. Bob has 4. Sarah and Vinny have 3.
Got 2 more of these.
All right.
What do you call a group of rhinos? A thunder, a crash, or a stampede?
Whose turn is it?
I call him Run! Yikes. Those are the gnarliest animals. I love them so much. But
they're like real life dinosaurs.
Yeah, they really are. I'm going to say it's...
Was a thunder, a crash, or a stampede?
I like a crash.
I like a thunder.
Thunder.
It is a crash.
All right, Vinny. Vinny tied for first with Bob. This is it. Final one.
I'm
bowing out of this one. You guys settle this tie. I don't want to three-way it.
What's the name for a group of porcupines? A prickle, a spike, or a cluster? Porcupines.
Same again?
A prickle, a spike, or a cluster? That's to Bob.
A prickle.
I also believe it's a prickle.
All right. You're both right. I've got a tiebreaker here.
All right. Great. 5-5.
What do you call a group of hippos? A pod, a bloat, or a herd?
Is it to me?
Yes.
I'm going to go herd.
A pod, a crash, or excuse me, a herd, or a bloat?
I'll go a bloat.
A bloat is correct.
Yes! And by a score of 6-5-3, it is Bobby!
What's my name? My name is Bob.
Yeah, right.
Goodbye. Keep it here on Alice all the live long day. Mason and Jane have more tickets for Winterland. Jane also has your chance to win your way into our intimate secret Billy Idol show tomorrow on the show. It is hump day. We are bringing back bad advice. You can write down your problem. You know, keep it main air clean. It's not the secret show here.
Right.
Although we can work around it. Give us lots of details. Badadvice973@gmail.com is our email address if you want to send that along.
What is it again?
Badadvice973@gmail.com.
Thank you.
That's where you send it to us. And we'll see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up. Wake up. With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.